All day and all the night. BBC Radio Leicester, it's a quarter to 11. Now, wonky veg has become all the rage over the last, I guess, year, 18 months, something like that. Some farmers in the UK have up to 10 tonnes of produce rejected on a weekly basis, solely on the reason that the product isn't supposedly, inverted commas, perfect. So could our apples be about to get ugly? Well, we may be in the middle of a heat wave, a heat ripple. But just over a week ago, temperatures had plummeted and the frost is likely to have damaged the shape of British apples. Mel Wilson from the Leicestershire Heritage Apple Project joins us in the studio. Mel, morning.
Good morning.
So if the blossom, which was in full blossom a week or two ago, gets a hint of frost, it can do bad things to the fruit, can't it?
Well, it can stop the apple actually fruiting if the blossom dies back, or it can have some effect on the fruit, yeah.
So if it just gets nipped by the frost, it sort of makes it a bit of a wonky shape.
Well, most of the apples that we deal with are heritage ones, so they don't tend to be the picture book perfect ones that we tend to see in the supermarket shops anyway. For instance, one of the varieties that we have is one called Knobbly Russet, which is inherently an ugly apple.
I want to grow a Knobbly Russet. That
it's a fantastic apple. It's absolutely
amazing.
Brilliant. The taste is amazing. And it's not affected at all by the way it looks.
But it's a funny thing. You go into the supermarket and there's, four or five varieties of apples?
Yeah, we reckon four to six in most supermarkets of apples.
And they do look good. And some of them, I mean, don't get me wrong, some of them taste absolutely delicious.
Yeah, some of them taste okay, I'd say. I can't say as I ever choose a supermarket apple myself in preference if I've got a homegrown one.
Is that simply down to the fact that if you grow, one of the rarer varieties, that they're just difficult to get to look well?
I think more than that, it was in the past, that wasn't people's priority. Mm. People's priority was to survive and to eat and have apples that would survive over a long period of time. So with the russets, for instance, and we don't have any local Leicestershire russets, but we have a lot of varieties of heritage russets. Russets have quite a hardy skin, and as such, they'd keep for a long time. So in the days where you couldn't transport apples from around the world, this meant that you could store these apples for extended periods of time, and you would have valuable fruit, which was absolutely vital to your health, for long periods of time.
You'd still be eating last year's apples now, just about, wouldn't you?
They're probably gone by now. We have one variety called the Partway Late, which actually came from Northampton, that we found with fruit on in March. So that was really, really late, and the skin was extremely tough. Again, not the prettiest apple,
but it kept
full
you
of
alive.
Vitamins. Yeah, and it kept you alive, and it kept you with a well-balanced diet, which is really important. It's as important now as it was then, but we have a lot more ability to pick up stuff from other countries and balance that diet, whereas before we'd have been very dependent on seasonal fruits and vegetables and seasonal eating altogether, which is something we tend to forget.
No, I know that. I mean, people have been concerned about apples for quite a long time. If we accept that it's sometimes trotted out, maybe you'll tell me whether this is right or wrong, but actually Britain has, if not the best, then certainly an ideal growing climate for apples, which is why we have such a vast heritage selection of them.
Apples are very, very diverse, so I think they tend to adapt to grow anywhere. Not absolutely anywhere, but pretty much anywhere where there's conditions they can. I think the thing is, over the years, we've had, and we're talking about centuries, we've had different apples come into growth that have a different purpose, So we had keeping apples, we had stewing apples, we had baking apples, and we had apples for eating, dessert apples, and a huge, huge variety. We estimate something like 20,000 different varieties in England itself. And then worldwide, the amount goes up even more.
So this concern about the British apple crop, which, I mean, and British apples have been slowly, growing again in popularity, haven't they?
Yeah.
The concern is that we're not going to have such a good crop this year. Do people just need to just not worry about it and try the things?
I think the thing is, what it looks like doesn't really affect the taste. Different tastes with different apples. You can have two apples that look identical and taste very, very different. The look doesn't affect the taste directly. Also, widen your horizons. Look at heritage apples. As you said, there's only a few apples in the supermarkets. And where that might be affected, farmers grow only a few varieties. In Leicestershire, we have several different varieties. mine are all fine. I think I've got one that's been affected, one variety that's been affected badly by the frost that isn't going to fruit as well.
So don't panic, I suppose.
I'm not going to panic. There's plenty of
Well, look, the thing is, you know, you don't need a huge amount of space to be able to grow an apple tree in a garden because of the different modern rootstocks. You can get a heritage variety on a super dwarfing rootstock, which means you can grow it in a pot.
You can do, but to be honest, I don't think the super dwarfing ones produce enough apples to be worthwhile. I would say grow a smaller apple and a bigger rootstock, sorry, and keep it small by pruning and keep it to around 6 foot. Mm. And the other thing we suggest to people is that they actually graft multiple varieties onto one apple tree, because I think traditionally, we've had huge apple trees with lots and lots of apples that all crop at the same time. Mm. Whereas doing something like a family tree, we can actually stagger the apples that we have and have a wide variety of tastes on one single apple tree. I've got one apple tree that's got 30 different varieties.
Really?
On.
Have you grafted those yourself?
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
There's a bloke, isn't there, somewhere, I think he's Kent, and he's got, I mean, it's like 200 varieties.
250 or something crazy, isn't it? Yeah, it's an amazing tree to see. It's well worth
each branch producing a different apple at a different time
of
the year.
That's right, yeah. And anyone can do that, you
really?
Know. It's quite possible to do that. We run grafting workshops around February, March time, and people often come along and we teach them how to graft, and we talk to them about growing what we call family trees, which allow you to grow apples, many different sorts on one tree, even to the extent if you put something which is called an interscion and growing pears and apples on the same tree.
Oh, I love the idea of doing that.
It's great.
Come
fun.
On, well, I tell you what, next March or February, can we come and have a play with that and have a go?
Yeah, sure.
I'd love
yeah,
to
that'd
do
be
that.
Great.
I'd love to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
Really, really would. And for what it's worth, I've got a James Grieve in my garden, which is it's actually one of the more popular heritage varieties. You can get them quite easily now. But at one point, it had almost died out. And it produces the most fantastic fruit.
Yeah.
Great for cooking. The taste, warm from the plant, is unbelievable.
Yes, yeah. I mean, homegrown apples are completely
breathtaking.
Different. Absolutely different.
I mean, shockingly. That's the thing. They're just so zingy and sweet and gorgeous.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I guess because you pick them at the point of ripeness.
Yeah, and I think with most commercially grown things these days, we grow to excess. We grow for quantity rather than quality. And so the taste, if you like, is dispersed amongst that quantity. Mm. And we don't get the variety and the interesting taste that we used to experience.
Mel, thank you. We'll keep in touch. We'll do that in the new year. We'll come and learn how to graft. That'd be a great thing
That'd
to try.
That'd be
really lovely. Mel Wilson from the Leicestershire Heritage Apple Project joining us here on BBC Radio Leicester.